the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe. It's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by the Mohegan Sun Casino. If you're in Connecticut and want to have some fun and maybe lose some money along the way, then check out the Mohegan Sun Casino. We'll take your money. Check them out at MohiganSun.com and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for 25 cents of free slot play. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer and I'm joined by the slot-free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Daniel.
And how are you this evening?
I am wonderful. Might I just say that you sound so well produced and professional this evening.
You know, we do a lot of work here, and we hide that from the audience. We often don't let the audience in on exactly how much prep work goes in. Although I'm sure they would be delighted to hear it. I think that would be a real hoot for them to kind of get a behind the scenes kind of a view, instead of just the slick professional face that we give them each.
I think someday we should do our show prep live before the show.
You know, that is an excellent idea. We should do that. Maybe one night when the show before us isn't on, and you know, we could just do that. I think we should put that on the list of things.
I think it would be a great idea.
And before we go any further, though, let me just say we are streaming live on Pride 48. It is Wednesday evening, and we are streaming live as we do every Wednesday evening for the most part. And we are joined in the chat room by a huge pile of internet ghosts, people that I have not heard from and seen in a million billion years. So I'd like to say hello to our manager, Joey L. Boohonker IV, the good humor penguin, Michael Fine. Carrie is in the chat room. I guess Carrie has now caught up. She's in the chat room, although she was asking where the video was. Kingsley, Kratos 77, Mib RU 204, Mib Salty, Nico. That would be, of course, Nico Martinez. Oh, damn, I don't have the porn music. I was gonna play the porn. I had the porn music all queued up there. Q Sledge, and then Alden and James Leroy. And I believe that Alden is, in fact, the Laconic Boy Scout himself, Alden.
Well, I haven't heard that in a while.
I know. I heard that he wasn't going to work out today, but then some things happened at lunch.
Something happened at lunch that made him work out?
Some things happened at lunch. Yeah, like maybe he overate at lunch or whatever, and now he decided that indeed he had to work out.
Oh.
I'm saying I heard this somewhere. I don't know where. Maybe it was on Facebook. I don't know. Could have been. Get off my case. I don't know.
Well, I didn't see whatever you saw on Facebook or Google Plus or wherever, and I don't know what would have happened at lunch for him to need to work out.
Right. It's Nico. It's Nico Martinez here in our chat room. Yeah, see? I'm prepared now. Nico's got 10,000 followers. He told me that he would tweet out about Pride 48, or he would say something on Google Plus about Pride 48, as long as I gave him a hug in Vegas.
Well, yeah, do that.
I'm hoping it's a naked hug.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that should be in front of anyone. Maybe in the privacy of your own room. You know, you could do that. So how did he get that many? He was listed on the.
He is a prolific poster of the Ookpod. And so he's been doing his little Ookpod thing that he's been doing forever. You know, if you don't know what that is, you know, just look it up. It's hashtag Ookpod. He does those like every day.
I thought it was the out of context picture of the
does those, and he's just a prolific poster. You know what I'm saying? He delivers content on the Google Plus, and so he showed up on the people to follow. You know, like, so when Google did their big IO event and added all these new things to Google Plus, people that hadn't been there in a long time swarmed over to Google Plus, and of course there they were of, hey, you should follow Nico Martinez. And so he ended up with just like, I think it's up to like now. Let me just go look right now.
Well, you know, I'll tell you.
Last I looked at, he was about 35,000 followers.
I was going to tell you something and then I completely forgot what it was. I'm sure it was. Oh, I have looked at those photos and I think those are intentional photos and I don't think they're out of context. They are in context of whatever he was doing at the time that he took the photo.
I see. Here's the sad thing. I was totally lying about the 35,000. I was just like trying to inflate it really bad. No, he's got 12,000 though. That's way more than I thought he had. So he has 12,000 followers.
Followers. Right,
follow Nico Martinez. Follow his every move.
Well, now I know, you know, if I need something announced to the world, who to go to.
You bribe Nico Martinez.
Hey, Nico, I've got a plastic disc in my poop. Could you please let your followers know?
And he would be all about it.
I'm sure. That could be the out of context picture of the day.
It could, the plastic and the poop. You know, we had a holiday weekend that came up this past week. And I went on a trip. You went on a trip. Mine was just New York, which I've, you know, been to before. And I don't really have a lot to say about mine. But I know that you have a lot to say about yours. So I'm going to yield the floor to you, sir, so that you can tell us about your exciting dinner with the Foul Monkey Boys that you had in Chicago.
You know, When I start talking about trips and things, I get like 5 minutes in, everyone's yawning. Apparently, I don't know how to make a story interesting.
All right. Well, here's some. We'll help you out. So first of all, establish the place. So where did you take your vacation, Adam?
Well, we went to Chicago.
Excellent. You went to Chicago. That's amazing. So did anything funny happen on your way to the airport?
Well, we didn't fly. So there's
the
first thing.
Did anything happen on the road that was funny?
Well, a funny thing happened on the way to the Colosseum.
You told a joke that was 70 years old.
Isn't that a play? So show prep, ladies and gentlemen,
involve chewy cookies at all?
It did. Well, it should have. So we decided to drive because we were going back and forth about cost and everything. And I'm very cost conscious.
No.
I want to squeeze every last bit out of my dime that I can. And he actually looked on the Wednesday before and there were plane tickets for like $300. And we discussed whether or not maybe that would be worth going ahead and doing. But he didn't pull the trigger, as it were.
He did not pull the trigger.
Right. And on Thursday, they were back up to like $850 a piece.
Wow.
So we decided, oh, okay, we'll drive, you know, bonding time. And for some reason, he doesn't love my driving, so I get to sit there.
That is amazing.
I am a really good driver.
Yeah, I'd be a very good driver. Very good driver.
But he told me the reason is because he gets sleepy and bored if he's not doing something, so he wants to be the one driving. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Plus, he works for a shipping company, doesn't he? He wants to, this company spirit, he wants to drive.
Well, yeah. When we first met, he kept saying, oh, I'm a truck driver, but anyway. So we drove up. It's like a 10-hour drive. Nothing too exciting on the way up there.
All right, then skip ahead to the point where you had dinner with the Foul Monkeys.
Well,
to the fabulous dinner that you had with the Foul Monkeys. There was Waylon, there was James Leroy, there was Ricky. I'm sure maybe they called Lala Lauren to come in and have dinner too.
It would have been nice. I messaged them all on Facebook and Waylon tells me, sorry, Adam, we're going to be out of town.
They left town rather than
exactly. They're like, oh, quick, where can we go? Where can we go? Adam's coming to town.
They left. Did they like leave far, or do they just like, you know? No, we're like wherever. I don't know.
Okay, in my head, I read out of town, but in reality, what they said is we're going to be at Bear Pride. Well, I assumed by him saying we can't squeeze 5 to 10 minutes out of our busy schedule to see you that they were actually not in town. I didn't realize that Bear Pride was in town.
Was there in Chicago.
Right. He didn't mention that little fact. I thought,
There is no way that you could have found that out.
No.
There's no, you know, like inter-networked system of computers that you could ask a question like that to find out where Bear Pride was or where that was.
So anyway, it doesn't matter. I assume the best of people that they're not just trying to, you know, get out of seeing me and that they actually have a valid reason. So he said, but I think Ricky's going to be around. So, you know, maybe you could contact him. Well,
Hold on just 1 second. Let me see. Where is Bear Pride this year? Oh, wait, I have to allow this. Where is Bear Pride this year? didn't speak to me. It
just, peacock.
Peacock. No, wow.
See, okay, Google.
All right, hold on. Who is the president of the United States?
Barack Obama is the president of United States of America.
Excellent. Who is his wife?
Barack Obama's spouse is Michelle Obama since 1992.
That's amazing.
Oh, that's working now.
Yeah.
I didn't think they had implemented that.
And who are his daughters? Oh, see, I didn't. It gave me the correct web link, but it did not say their names.
They don't have Wikipedia pages, probably.
No, they do, actually. I just stuttered on their names. So, because I says, and who are his daughters? Because you were talking, and I was like, anyway, it doesn't matter.
So, I had every
intention.
By the
way, when I asked the question, where is Bear Pride in 2013? It said it's in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
It's at the Crown Plaza.
Well, my assumption was by them saying that they were going to be at a different event that they didn't mean, yes, Adam, we will be in the same town as you, but we are way too busy to make your acquaintance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
I just assumed that they were saying, you know, hey, we are going to be hundreds of miles away and we would have loved to see you.
Yes.
But regardless. So I was going to get in touch with Ricky and then I just didn't.
Now, Ricky, I think, actually did leave town.
No. So, love you, Ricky. So, here's what happened. So, Chad said, hey, we're going to be in Chicago. And so, I thought, well, we'll get together with Chad and his partner one night. And so, we did. And during that little event, we went to Sidetrack, I think is the name of it.
Yes, Sidetrack's a bar.
Yeah. So, we went there and we met them. And apparently they don't go to bars. So like giving
who does
Chad and his partner they don't do the bar thing apparently. So they made a special trip, you know, out of the suburbs or into the big city, you know, of, you know, whatever from their family, you know, Christian conference they were at apparently and came into the bar, you know, the heathen scene.
Yes.
To meet with Mark and I. But so there. I see a picture on Chad's phone as he's getting ready to take a picture of us. Of who would it be? Him and
the
Foul Monkeys people. And I'm like, really? He's like, oh yeah, we stopped by and saw them. I'm like, they're out of town. No, they're at Bear Pride.
They're only out of town for you.
So yeah, that was it. So anyway, the rest of the trip, it was really busy. We went to like we got a city pass.
Now, a city pass entitles you to what? To the bus system?
No, city pass is like you can go to citypass.com. All the major cities, they have different tourist attractions and you get a like 5 tickets basically.
Ah.
And it's a lump price. So you get a discount on it. So we did. We ended up doing the aquarium. We did the Field Museum. We did the planetarium. We went to Millennium Park.
That didn't work. I was going to say, speaking of the Millennium Falcon, I saw a giant Lego X-wing fighter in Times Square. But that doesn't work in all of it. So did you have? It sounds like I'm pushing you. It's because we got to make a phone call here,
right?
So did you have a good trip? It's what I want to know.
It was wonderful. We had a really good time. We saw the bean. I do have to mention this one thing. The for anyone who's been to Chicago, but it's been a long time. The Sears Tower, which is or was the tallest building in the USA or something. I don't know what it was. But anyway, like 110 stories.
Sure, we'll go with that. It was 1,000 feet
tall. At one point, I'm sure it was the tallest building in the world.
Hold on a second. How tall is the Sears Tower in Chicago? It says that the Sears Tower has 108 floors.
So they have added, I've been there before, but we went back. It's now called the Sky Deck, and it's not called the Sears Tower anymore because some law firm from London.
It's now called the Willis Tower.
Yes.
Which in some circles is called the, what you talking about, tower?
So it used to be just like any other place. You'd go up and they're just windows and you get this wonderful view and great and everything. They've added these extensions that go out about 3 to 4 feet. I didn't measure it, but it looked like it was 3 to 4 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on a track so they can bring them in and out, but they're made entirely of glass.
Glass.
And what you do is, we had to wait in line to do this, you walk out onto the glass and you're looking straight down 103 stories There nothing below you except glass.
Nothing. Nothing below you but ass.
And, you know, and you're thinking, and I was a little bit freaked out, to be honest, because I was thinking, is there a weight limit? You know, there were some hefty people standing on there with me. And, but I made it. I made it out okay.
So it was the tallest building in the United States from 1973 until 2013. It was succeeded just recently, just this past month, by the One World Trade Center, the new World Trade Center in New York, because they just put the tower on this past month. But it still is the tallest building in Chicago.
All right. So we did that, and we also... there was a very rude guy at Snooki's or whatever. It's the on the gay strip. It's the diner. It was like 20 minutes before they were supposed to close and the door was locked and someone came out and we started to go in because we didn't understand why it was locked. And this snooty ass motherfucker came out and was like, there's a reason we had that door locked.
All right. Oh. All right, fine. You know, we have to make this phone call now. Can I make this phone call? You can talk about this after the phone call.
Yes.
We have someone who's been waiting patiently.
I'm sure it's past her bedtime.
It's past her bedtime. So we need to do this. We need to call her now. Oh, that's a lovely phone ringing. That's such a pleasant phone. It wouldn't bother me if that was my phone ring. Well, hello. Is this the party to whom we are speaking?
Well, it is the party of whom you are speaking because you are speaking to me.
Excellent. So say your name for the throngs and throngs of fans out there. Who are you?
My name is Carrie.
Your name is Carrie. Where are you from, Carrie?
Oh, that's one of those questions. I live in California right now.
No, I don't know. Not where are you calling from? I mean, where are you from? Where's your like, I'm from Florida. That's where I'm from. I will always be from Florida. Steven is from Wisconsin. He's always from
Wisconsin. I was born in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
I moved to Michigan when I was 8.
Yes.
And I lived in Germany for 5 years and Texas for 5 years.
Germany. I think that might be where we know you from. You were Carrie in Germany.
I was.
That's right. You know, now, I don't know if you saw this earlier. Alden is in the chat room.
I did see that, but he's all idle and everything and not talking.
Maybe he could sing your theme song.
It would be nice, but he's idle.
I don't even know if I have that still.
You don't. Hi, Carrie, by the way.
Oh, yeah, it's Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Yeah, it's Adam. Yeah, we don't care about Adam. So, hi, Carrie. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. About 2 minutes before you called, I sent my husband to put my son in the shower, so I actually get a quiet phone call.
That sounds, you know, kinky. you sent him to go put your son in the shower.
Well, to bathe my son.
Oh, to bathe your son. I see. So, how old is your son?
16 months.
16. Well, you know, that would be a completely different thing if you were just left that at 16. So then that just would have been weird. That just would have been like, you know.
It's very true.
Very weird. We didn't, Anyway, so Carrie, we're...
Is this the same child that she was pregnant with before?
At some point.
I don't know what you are particularly referring to, but I have only been pregnant with this child, so yes.
Yes.
Okay, because it seems like before you started listening to DI Plus... when you were listening, the last we heard of you, I seem to recall that you were pregnant at that time.
No.
No?
Well, maybe. It depends. A quick 2-minute review of me. When I was Carrie in Germany, I was married to somebody who was a wonderful, wonderful man on opposite days.
Okay.
And I got a divorce from him and got with my current husband very quickly, and we got pregnant very quickly, and I've been married to him nearly 2 years, and obviously my son is 16 months, so he's been in my life for 26 months because of the pregnancy and everything.
What you're telling us is you had to get married to save your honor.
No, she said they've been there.
I was pregnant when we got married, but it was not to save my honor. It was because I loved my husband.
Right. See, Adam, you're so jaded.
My mom apparently had the same thing happen to her. I mean, they were in love too.
Yeah, just because your mom had a shotgun wedding.
You know, I didn't know that for years, and I was hurt. I was like, I didn't realize that you were like having sex out of wedlock and all this kind of stuff, and you were pregnant. And anyway,
I'm sorry, you were offended by having sex out of wedlock?
Yeah, I can't. No. Hey, I can't get married.
Yeah, see, now Alden has popped up in the chat room, and he says he's still enjoying. No, he says he's doing laundry. So he's listening. He's just doing laundry. Yeah. I'm trying to find the song.
Like a ninja.
Right. And then someone said that they really enjoyed Alden's artwork. And then I was going to make a comment, you know, because
anyway,
Alden still owes me a piece of artwork.
That
particular
I've done,
one,
Carrie,
the mouse and the leaf boat. Thank you very much.
I am not judging you. That is only for comedic purposes.
He's judging his mother.
Oh, I'm not
offended.
He's not judging you.
He's judging his mother.
Yeah, basically. I had all these impressions of my mother, and then I found that out, and I was like, I was crushed, to be honest.
Crushed. Absolutely crushed. So, Carrie, the reason that you are here on the phone with us is we started a little thing a couple of weeks ago where we gave a quiz, and we asked for people that wanted to take a quiz on our show to call, you know, to send us an email saying that they wanted to take a quiz, and you were the first person to email and said you wanted to take a quiz. We tried
that
to get a hold of
awesome.
Right. We tried to get a hold of you last time, and I like a dummy waited until the day of the show because I was going to do it a couple of days before, and then I got sidetracked, and then I thought, oh, I got to do this, and then you know you didn't get it until after the show.
Well, and for some whatever reason, my phone does not sync my email, so I only get my email whenever I think to pull up my email. So
right, all right, and I think I have it. I think I have it. Let me find it. Let's see. No. That's Stephen from Wisconsin's theme. Can you believe I have like every single one except yours?
Hey,
I
Carrie,
can.
Well, we got your message. Oh, no. Wait, that's one. My theme. So, sorry.
No, that was it. Adam.
No, that was my theme song. Hey, Adam. Yeah, we got your message.
Right.
The one that you left when you something, something with your sweet intent.
Right, it was Carrie. Carrie is so very. It's a sense of the sense of the sense of the da. Oh my God, what's happening?
I stepped outside because my son came into the room and was crying.
Okay.
So I stepped outside excellent. Right when a giant truck was coming by.
Right. All right, excellent. So I'll find that theme. I swear to God, I will. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Let's go now to the quiz. So, Carrie, we're going to give you a quiz. Right here on this very show. It's a 10-question quiz about Jesus of Nazareth.
Thank you for clarifying. I was going to be confused on which Jesus you were speaking about.
Right. This is not Jesus, who might be a friend of Nico Martinez or one of his 12,000 followers, but
Jesus of Mexico City.
Jesus of Mexico. No, this is a quiz about Jesus's life. All right. So are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, there's 10 questions. Let's see how many you get right. And of course, for everyone you get right, you get, you know, absolutely, you get a good job. That's what you get. You get a girl.
I get
that
an
entrance
into the
that's right.
Celebrity death.
No, that's, you know, someone's already won that. I don't know who. We'll find out. All right, here we go. Question number one, at which festival did the 12-year-old Jesus stay behind at the temple? This is multiple choice. So was it the Feast of Booths? The first fruits, Passover, or Pentecost?
I'm going to say Passover.
Passover. All right, here we go. Question number two. Well, I guess not here we go because we're already going. But here, well, let's continue then. Question number two. Where was Jesus baptized? Was it in the Jordan River, the Sea of Galilee, the Nile River, or the Dead Sea?
Jordan River.
In the Jordan River, also known as the River Jordan. All right, question number three. Who did Jesus stay with when he was passing through Jericho? Was it Matthew, Luke, Zacchaeus?
Zacchaeus?
Sure, we'll go with that. And or Mary and Martha.
Can I just say something?
Yes, what?
It wasn't the damn foul monkeys because they told him they were at Bear Pride.
Yeah, he was going to stay with the foul monkeys, but they said that, I'm sorry, we're at Bear Pride, Jesus. We can't meet with you. So who did he stay with?
Well, I'm trying.
I know.
Mary and Martha.
So Zacchaeus, and I that's how you say the name, right? Zacchaeus? Wasn't there a song?
Yeah.
Like a little,
there's
Zacchaeus
a song.
Was a wee
Zacchaeus
little man.
Was,
yeah, exactly. And a wee little man was he. All right, so
he climbed up in the sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see.
Uh-huh.
I'm done. I'm not going to continue.
So which of those? Matthew, Luke, Zacchaeus, or Mary and Martha? Which one?
I'm going to go with Zacchaeus.
Zacchaeus. Yeah, I think if you had finished that song, you would find out you're probably correct. All right. Number four, who poured expensive perfume on Jesus's feet? Wow, that was hard to say. Was it Mary, Martha, Naomi, Elizabeth, or Nico Martinez?
Well, see, this is a trick question. Mm-hmm. The answer they want is Mary, but the Bible never refers to her as Mary, just the sinful woman.
Mary. Was it like Mary from like 227? Mary, what you doing my expensive perfume? I'm going to go spill it on Jesus' feet. What you talking about? See, that's a callback to the Willis Tower. All right, number five. By the way, we're at the halfway point now. Whom did Jesus call the generation of vipers? Was it the Jews of his day, the Pharisees, the scribes, or the Sadducees?
The foul monkey.
Sadducees.
I'm sorry.
It's Sadducees.
The Sadducees? That sounds a lot like the foul monkeys.
Foul monkey.
The foul monkeys.
And I'm going to go with the Sadducees.
All right. You know, here's the thing. I can't tell you if any of these are right because I have to answer them all and then click this button. So we will all find out. We will all find out together who's right here. So.
I had sound effects ready for claps and all that.
I know, but I can't even play them. I know. All right. Here we go. To whom did Jesus say, "Get behind me, Satan"? Did he say that to John the Baptist, Herod, Pilate? Or Pilate.
Pilate?
Oh, Pilate. Or Peter.
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 Pilate?
I don't
know. It's like the Pilates, you know?
You know what? You try reading these names and doing, I only read the Bible in the original Klingon. All right, here we go. Question number seven, how many days of temptation did Jesus endure in the wilderness?
40.
Okay, sure. We'll go with that. 40. That was an easy. That's like a gimme. That's like a gimme question. Even us heathens know the answer to that one. Question number eight. What was Jesus doing when a storm came up on the Sea of Galilee? Was he praying?
Sleeping.
He was sleeping. They've gone through all the trouble of making extra answers.
You don't get bonus points for saying the answer before he calls
yes,
him out.
Yes, I do.
All right. The penultimate question. Which of these disciples did Jesus take with him into Oh, Jesus Christ. Into Gethsemane.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Which
of these disciples did Jesus Christ take with him? Yeah. Jesus Christ?
Yeah. Take into Gethsemane? Gethsemane?
Gethsemane?
Gethsemane? Oh, my God. Fine. Was it Thaddeus, Matthew, James, or Nicodemus?
It was James.
It was James. That is the stupidest looking name I've ever seen. Gethsemane?
Wow. It's a real place.
All right. The final question.
Over there.
Okay. I trust you. I'll trust you. I wonder if Google knows what that is. Can I ask Google that? Hold on a second. Let's see. Here to here.
You have to pronounce it right.
Where is Gethsemane? It says Oregon State Main Board Clear Gasoline Locations.
You know,
it thought that I asked, where is gas in E?
Does the voice portion of this new Google search only work with President Obama?
Apparently it does. Right. It does. It's a very, it's racist. Really, it is. All right, here we go. Final question. Where was Jesus when he rose into heaven? Was he in Jerusalem, the Mount of Olives, Galilee, or Nazareth?
I'm going to go with Mount of Olives.
Mount of Olives. All right, here we go. So all 10 questions have been answered, and I'm now going to click on this button that says, okay, I think I have it right. Let's find out what we have here. All right, question number one. Are you ready with your sound effects here?
Yeah.
All right, question number one. At which festival did the 12-year-old Jesus stay behind at the temple? You answered Passover. That is correct. Where was Jesus baptized? You answered the Jordan River, and that is also correct. This is going to get old here. I'm gonna fade that. Do we have like smaller clap? Can we just like golf clap? But she got a lot of things right. All right. Number three. Who did Jesus stay with when he was passing through Jericho? Your answer was the foul monkeys. I'm sorry. It was Zacchaeus. No, actually, that was your answer. That is correct. Yeah. So it's. All right. Who poured expensive perfume on Jesus' feet? It was indeed Mary. The question number five, whom did Jesus call the generation of vipers? You said it was the Sadducees, He said, I'm sorry, that is incorrect. It was the Pharisees.
Let me guess, the Pharisees.
Yeah, it was the Pharisees. And so do we have an eh on that one?
You know, it's at the bottom. Okay. Hold on. I can't find it.
All right, excellent. Well, it's the only one you got wrong, because questions 6 through 10, you also... Questions 6 through 10, you got correct. And we'll just go through them really quickly here. To whom did Jesus say, get behind me, Satan? Actually, it was Satan. No, it was Peter, which is what you answered. How many days of temptation did Jesus endure in the wilderness? The answer is 40. You were correct. Number 8, what was Jesus doing when a storm came up on the Sea of Galilee? He was indeed sleeping. And which of these disciples did Jesus take with him into Gethsemane? Or Gassene. I've heard it both ways. It was James. It was indeed James. And where was Jesus when he rose into heaven? He was at the Mount of Olives, or the Olive Garden now actually has those, I think.
Carrie, we have two things to say to you for doing such a wonderful job on the quiz.
I love you.
That wasn't the kind of laser I wanted.
That is not the kind of lever. You know, you know what I have to say to her? I have to say, let's see. I'll say it. I'll say it right now. This is what I'm going to say. I'm going to say it right now. Here we go. It's never not funny. All right. Thank you very much, Carrie, for taking our quiz. Congratulations. You got 9 out of 10 answers correct.
I believe that would make me the reigning champion.
That does. That makes you the reigning champion of the quizzes here on the Dubious Intent show, because I believe our first contestant, Steven, got like, what, 2 right?
1.
He got like 2
know.
Or...
You did those two people who did the Simpsons quiz, wasn't that?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, Wesley,
and
Dr.
You did Adam with those science quiz. So that's right.
Yeah.
I think I got 9.
No, you didn't.
No. I got 9. You did not. Yeah, you did.
All right, well, congratulations. Thank you so much, Carrie, for joining us this evening. And
thank you for calling.
We will release you back into the chat room. So thank you. All right, bye-bye now, Carrie.
Bye-bye now.
All right, there we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Carrie. Carrie from Germany, no longer from Germany, now from California. Excellent. All right, and I am sorry that Adam sounded so horrible during that whole thing. It was just, you know, he doesn't like to do any editing, so that's why he sounds.
Oh, and to see, now you're saying that to like goad me to, yeah. You know, there's a problem. There is I will get a little technical real quick. There is a problem with trying to edit that, because
I know
the audio that you get from me is ever so slightly behind the audio as it is on my recording, because there's lag between when
But you'll be happy to know that I turned you both to both channels, so it will be on the right channel. You'll both be on the same channel, so it'll just sound. It really doesn't sound that bad.
Anyway, there you go.
There you go. So let's see. I'm looking for something here. What am I looking for?
I don't know. I was gonna say one more thing about my trip.
Okay. Sure.
Well, we went on a cruise.
Yeah.
This is something that I recommend if you, I don't know.
Should you ever find yourself in Chicago and the foul monkeys have dissed you?
If you're ever in Chicago, I thought it would be really fun because I like to do things on boats, and they have these shore cruises. So they're a couple of hours long, and you get lunch or dinner, or it depends on what time you're going. But they have like a DJ and a dance floor, and you can go out on the upper decks and like look out, and you go up and down Lake Michigan, the cityscape portion.
Nico left us. Good night, Nico. When you said something to do in Chicago, Alden said looking for cats on Grindr.
No. Cats?
Yeah.
Why would I look for a cat on Grindr?
I don't know.
Anyway, so that was it. So we took a lovely cruise, and there was a hot waiter that did a little dance.
There's always a hot waiter
A little dance on the dance floor, because the wait staff was teaching people how to do this particular dance.
Did he do a little dance? Make a little love?
Something
like
that. Did he
get down tonight?
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, find it, plug it.
You know, I had a whole trip to New York City, but I didn't bore everyone with it.
Well, you could have. There's no law.
Did I mention that I'm going to be the maid of honor at Jean's wedding next year?
I don't think you did. Well, I mean, I knew you were a maid.
So I'm going to be the maid of honor at Jean's in her honor. Her honor.
You have cats.
Her wedding will be in Central Park. So we actually went to at the Ladies Pavilion in Central Park. So we actually went to the Ladies Pavilion while we were in New York this weekend and took some video there so that she could see what it looks like where she will be getting married there.
Oh, yeah. Anyway,
but that's not why we're here in the technology segment. No. We are here for two different reasons. Reason number one is that there's a little company. I don't know if you've heard of them before. They're kind of a little startup company called Microsoft that came out with an announcement of their new next generation console,
the Y-Box, this past
week, the Xbox One. So, I don't know if you did you see the show at all? It was an hour long presentation of new Xbox One.
All I saw is the YouTube clip where they go TV, Xbox, TV,
sports.
Yes, yeah, that is all I saw.
Let's see. Do we have that? Do I have the Xbox?
I'm sure you do. But all I know about it is that it's probably going to be less powerful than the PlayStation, but it includes the Kinect with it.
Yes.
It's very boxy looking. But they have so much, much more DVR-ish looking.
Right.
And it
here's what we were just talking about there. So it's wait, that's a commercial. Keep talking.
And it has a pass-through, so you can pass the HDMI through, and it will do overlays.
Because that works so well.
It will do overlays on top of your TV.
Right.
For instance, sports statistics and all of that good stuff.
All right, here you go. Here's the new Xbox One, the entire hour-long thing broken down into a minute.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Xbox One.
TV experience. TV. TV and movies. TV. Xbox. Watch TV. 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 TV, TV, watch TV, it's TV, TV, TV remote, TV experience, TV, 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 sports TV, 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 anybody? TV, TV, MTV, TV, 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 Xbox, go home.
TV, 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 TV.
Sports, 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 sports,
sports,
sport, sport, television, television, TV, television,
television, television, television, TV, 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 Xbox is about to become the next water cooler. Sports.
Television. 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 I'm thrilled to announce a live-action Halo television series.
Television. TV. Sports. Sports. Sport.
Television. TV.
TV. TV. TV. For Call of Duty.
Call of Duty. Call of Duty. Call of Duty. An entirely new Call of Duty for the next generation. Call of Duty. Call of Duty. Call of Duty. Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
One of the fascinating new additions to your squad is a dog. This is someone you care about. Call of Duty.
Of Nazareth.
Call of Duty. Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
He says duty.
Call of Duty. Call of Duty. Call of Duty. Call of Duty.
Our new dog model is taken from high-resolution scans of an actual SEAL Team Service dog.
Call of Duty. Call of Duty. Call of Duty.
Xbox, go home.
And that was it. And honestly, the way it ended was just a trailer to the new Call of Duty. They were just like, we're now going to show you actual gameplay on this new console. And it was literally, it was just the trailer for Call of Duty. It was like, it was like the cut scene of Call of Duty. And then it ended. There was no one that said, thank you for coming or whatever. It just ended. It was just like the entire thing. Just, they went to green screen and just ended the entire thing.
I'm not a gamer. If I had a spare, like, $600, which is probably how much it's going to cost for another set-top box, I'm sure it'll be fabulous for that. If I wanted to walk in the room and say, "Connect,"
I'm going to disagree with you. I'm going to disagree with you.
Turn the TV on.
This is all about. I mean, it makes sense on the one hand, right? Because in theory, they're saying what you want to hear, which is, you know, you just want one box in your living room you can walk into and go, Xbox, show me CSI. Change to, you know, show me Top Chef.
No, you say Xbox. Who is the president of the United States?
But here's the problem. It's not going to work with your DVR. It's not going to work with your cable system's DVR. This is only for live television. Well, who the fuck watches live television anymore? So other than watching the Oscars or the Tonys, when would this ever matter to me in any way, shape, or form, right? If it doesn't work with my DVR, if I can't sit down and say, give, you know, play Arrested Development season 2, episode 5, if I can't say, can you play the latest The Good Wife? If I can't say things like that, then it's useless to me. I watch everything time shifted. I do not watch live television. So I'm not alone. I think a lot of people are that way. So I think the whole TV portion of it, other than it being kind of like, hey, dude, watch this. Xbox, change to CBS, right? I mean, other than like showing someone what it will do,
yeah.
I don't think anyone's actually going to use that feature of it. And sadly, that's really the only thing that distinguishes it amongst anything else. All the high-end PCs and gaming boxes and everything now are all really comparable. It's like a high-end PC with a really kick-ass graphics card in it is more powerful than this Xbox that they're pushing out with a graphics card in it. And the games are going to be available on all of them, right? No one makes independent games for the Xbox. It's too damn expensive. All of your independent games are happening in the mobile arena right now. So anyway, all of this is wishes to say, good luck with the Xbox.
You know, and the Xbox was supposed to be their salvation.
Yeah. I was so completely underwhelmed with the entire thing. It's just, now maybe, I mean, E3 is coming up. Maybe they'll, you know, show more about graphics. Maybe there'll be some hidden thing that I'm missing here.
Here's what I want.
What do you want?
I want one computer that's connected to everything in my house.
Yes.
And I can talk to it. I can whatever. Yes. But it's one computer. It just does everything. It plays my television shows. It does gaming if I want. It'll set the temperature, turn on the lights,
right?
Cook me dinner.
Yes.
Whatever.
Right. That's called an Android phone.
Do that.
That is called an Android phone, and it exists today. You don't need anything. You don't need anything else. That's all I'm saying. The one box to rule them. I hate to say that, and I know this is going to sound corny because everyone's going to roll their eyes. The one box to rule them all will be your cell phone, right? It will be the little computer that you carry around in your pocket. It doesn't matter if it's an Android or an iPhone or a Windows phone. That, you know, 10 years down there or 5 years down the road, this is going to be your processor, right? This is your cloud. This has got all your personal files and all the processing power you need. And then wherever you are, you just slide this in or just set it next to a keyboard and a monitor, and it powers those things, right? Because why do you care? Right. This, if I can just set this down on my desk at work, and now I have a monitor and a keyboard on my desk that's always there. And now my phone, because it's in proximity, is my work computer. And if I need to go into a meeting in another room, well, I take my little phone with me and I set it down there. And now I'm on that screen and that keyboard in that room. Right. That's what we need. Those are the things. And that's where we're going.
You know, Apple, their little voice is called Siri. So I have a Windows phone.
Yes.
And you can talk to the Windows phone as well. And I decided that my phone's name is Betty.
Betty.
Yeah.
Betty the phone.
So I say, Betty, how do I get home or whatever?
She's like, take a cab.
And she doesn't say a damn thing, but she doesn't say, take that's a cab. Her name.
Right.
Betty.
Right. So just really quickly then, I just wanted to go on. These are announcements that just came out from Google today that I wanted to cover really quick because I thought that was really cool that they just like this all just happened today. If you are a Gmail user, and who of us isn't, there is a new inbox that is rolling out this week. It just got announced today. That would be May 29th for those of you who are listening to this delayed. It is a new email that Gmail interface that is being rolled out. What they're doing now is they're, I don't know if you remember when they did the priority inbox where they like, hey, we'll decide based on context who's important and we'll put them in your priority box as opposed to just your regular email box. What they're doing now is they're adding up to like 6 different folders inside your Gmail that it will automatically sort things into. Some of them will be social, like one of the tabs is called social, one of them is called promotions, one of them is called updates, and one of them is called primary. So that's like an example there. So what would happen is like social would be like something that comes in from Twitter, like some kind of, you know, a direct message or something that comes into your email from Twitter or from some Google Plus or from Facebook. It's going to automatically, I just lost Adam. Adam just dropped off the call. That was how bored he was of the new Gmail. He just left. I'll just keep talking about it though, because, you know, that's what I do. Like promotions will be like some of the bacon kind of things that you get. you know, things that aren't really spam. They're just things that you've signed up for, like lists that you've signed up for that go in, or maybe sales announcements that you get from different places. They're going to be coming in. Updates are going to be things that come in, like, you know, hey, you need to check back in with us over here. Something. Anyway, it's you'll be able to not only use the existing ones that are in there, their tabs that are in there, but you'll be able to set up rules to put things in your tab. I think it's a huge thing for Gmail. It's coming out to everyone that uses Gmail. So whether you use it on your phone or whether you use it on your computer, it's all, it's rolling out to all of those. And yes, I know that Adam fell off. I'm just continuing to talk because that's what we're going to talk about. The other thing that they updated today is Google Calendar. So if you use Google Calendar, they added a whole bunch of new features to Google Calendar. You might want to check that out. And the other thing that they did, I know we talked a little bit about the Google Hangouts last week. And by that, I mean that now everything is called Hangouts. So both Google Talk is now called Hangout. Google, why are you doing another one? Just join the one that's already there. This would be Adam not using the computer correctly. He started a brand new Hangout instead of just joining the one that was already there. Why didn't you just rejoin the one that was already going? Why didn't you just rejoin the one that was already going?
I couldn't find it.
Oh, you couldn't find it. You could have looked for Daniel Brewer and it would have been there on the stream.
So my computer just like that just died.
Just puked.
I mean, boom. And like
it heard the word Google and it went,
no,
ah.
There was no blue screen of death or anything. It went, it's like somebody, like there was a power outage, but nothing else went off. It was really strange. Anyway, it rebooted immediately. So you were going to say there was one thing you wanted to do. What was that?
What?
When I got disconnected, you said...
Oh, I was talking about the new Gmail and stuff, and I've already talked about it.
Oh.
I was talking the whole time you were there, because I knew that you had fallen off, and I was covering it, and I thought you would come back in. So what does this do to your... Was this your recording computer?
No.
Okay, good. So the recording's fine. So... I
was just quiet the whole time.
So you'll get to hear about the new Google features for both Calendar and Gmail with everyone else when they listen to the show. Excellent.
I have a solid state drive, Ant. Yes, that was indeed a fast reboot.
Right.
Although,
you play the news now.
Although I do want to say, maybe I'm not getting a bunch of Windows updates. Maybe this computer is just doing that every day and I'm not aware of it.
Maybe the updates are failing. The news.
All right. So, good thing I have four computers in this room. A North Carolina couple traveled to Hawaii.
To Hawaii?
To Hawaii.
Is that a biblical town? Is that like a town in Jerusalem? Is it spelled weird?
To what was it that you said? To
I don't know. Gazela. Gazela is not up. It was Gethsemane, but it's I don't remember how it was written now. It's really weird.
All right. So they travel to Hawaii in order to bring their baby into the world in a dolphin assisted birth. You know,
Hold on. Hold on. I'm trying to think which way I want to go with this. Just hold on. So they went to go a dolphin assisted birth in the let's see. What was that? Was that called New Age?
A dolphin assisted birth. Yes. I do want to say while you're thinking of what direction you want to go.
Maybe this direction here. So go ahead.
That would have been much more enjoyable to watch than the aquatic show at the Shedd Aquarium.
You're still trying to move in. You're trying to weasel in pieces from. No, we're not going to talk about your trip to.
So. The Charlotte Observer reports Adam and Heather Barrington are staying
This isn't douchey enough. Is there another? What would be a douchey new age artist that I could play? This isn't like, I'm sorry, but it's one of those things. It's like, you know, we're gonna birth our child. We're gonna birth our child in with dolphins.
But
is there like a more stereotypical example of a spoiled wealthy white person than that?
I want to know if she buried her.
Oh, we're gonna fly to Hawaii and have our birthing underwater with the dolphins because it's just at one with nature. Of course, it's gonna cost us $35,000, but that's just money. That's not the real thing. The real thing is getting in touch with nature.
Did she bury her placenta? That's what I want to know.
Because there's no dolphins anywhere else. They're in Hawaii.
Yep.
Where are they from?
North Carolina.
Yeah, there's no water in North Carolina. We can't have a water birth in North Carolina. We have to go to Hawaii.
Not with a dolphin, maybe with an alligator or something, but not a dolphin. So they're staying with this Star Newland, founder of the Sirius Institute in Pahoa. According to the Institute's website, it is dedicated to the creation of human-dolphin co-creative habitats where dolphins and people can learn from each other through music, underwater birth, dolphin sound healing, and restoration.
So what I think Salty in the chat room is saying is that they should have just gone down to Miami for the Miami Dolphins.
Right. In this... Sorry. It's all about reconnecting as humans.
It's
with the
time
dolphins.
To birth the baby with the Miami Dolphins.
Anyway, Medical Daily reports that many scientists have dismissed dolphin-assisted therapy. Studies have also shown that dolphins have been known to become aggressive towards people.
Yeah, especially when you go like smearing blood in their face from having, oh, look at the humans. They're in the, oh, Jesus Christ. What is that bitch just like farted in my face? What the hell?
Anyway, speaking of babies.
Yes.
In Beijing, firefighters.
Ooh, nice segue.
Have rescued an abandoned newborn baby lodged in a sewage pipe directly beneath a toilet commode, state television reported, in a case which has sparked anger on social media sites. There are frequent reports in Chinese media of babies being abandoned, often shortly after birth, a problem attributed to variously to young mothers unaware they were pregnant.
They have a one baby rule.
The birth of an unwanted girl in a society which puts greater value on boys.
Yes.
Or China's strict family planning rules. In the latest case, the infant was found in the sewage pipe in a residential building in Jinhua in the wealthy coastal province of Zhejiang.
Nowadays, if you can't actually pronounce the city name, just say Yosemite.
Anyway, on Saturday afternoon, after residents reported the sound of a baby crying, firefighters had to remove the pipe and take it to a nearby hospital where doctors carefully cut around it to rescue the baby boy inside. The report said.
You can skip out. You know, every other podcast is going to cut. This is one of those I knew as soon as I read this one. It's like every podcast is going to be talking about this.
So there you go.
Because, who would be against this, right? It's not like there's some, like, a podcast is going to take the dangerous stance of, like, you know what? They should flush the babies down the toilet. That's what they should do. They should be flushing those damn babies down.
Well, you know, it was a boy, and I thought they want boys. You know, here's what happened. It was an unfortunate dolphin-assisted birthing accident.
They didn't have a
big enough pool, so they had to try to, you know, get the dolphin in the toilet.
Right.
The baby slipped out. The dolphin didn't catch it, and
it was the sonar. It was the sound of the sonar of the dolphin. Bing! It pushed the baby. All right, move on to your last story.
A couple faced charges after police in New York County say they stabbed each other during an argument over which contestant should win American Idol. The York Dispatch reports a 48-year-old Karen Elaine Harrelson and 57-year-old Gregory Stambaugh had been watching the show.
Huh? He only has two names. She has three names. He has two names. So she's clearly she should win.
They had been watching the show.
Who did she want to win?
Police, I don't know if it says, police say they got into a drunken argument over which contestant, Candace Glover or Cree Harrison, should win the season's finale. Yeah. Investigators say one went to the kitchen, grabbed a knife, and stabbed the other.
That was the Cree Harrison fan, I'm sure.
The person stabbed first, then grabbed the knife and stabbed the other. Investigators say each told police the other stabbed first. Now,
they
both
can't even agree on who stabbed first, much less how, you know what?
Here's what I think happened, because this is a British story. I think they're really just still pissed that Simon Cowell is not on there anymore.
No, I think they're The drunk British people are the only ones still watching American Idol because all the rest of us are just like, oh, God. This is...
They were not apparently aware that Candace was going to win from the beginning.
I know. That was the whole thing. It was just...
Even though I did want Cree to win, but there you go.
Well, there you go. You take your Creedom.
So there's the news.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Adam. Happy birthday to you.
Excellent. You know, we didn't.
Happy birthday to you.
Excellent.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, dear Hayden. Happy birthday to you.
I think he's just going through the phone book.
Was that Alden?
Happy birthday.
No, that was Aiden. Yeah, right. Yeah, I think he's going to. All right, hold on. Let me put him on hold. All right, go ahead. So it's birthdays. Who we got here on our birthdays?
All right. Well, I can't tell you who we've got.
Right.
But I can give you a clue.
Yes.
So here we go. There are going to be three different voices that you will hear before you need to guess.
Okay.
On this one.
You will be thrice visited by voices.
Right.
Before you. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Here we go.
Always with you, what cannot be done. Hear you nothing that I say. You must unlearn what you have learned.
That's voice one.
All right, I'll give it a try.
No.
All right, so there's the first voice.
No, that was two separate voices.
Well,
one of them was Yoda and one of them was Luke Skywalker.
All right, Yoda. So here's the next one. Yoda.
Now, what starts with the letter C? Cookie starts with C.
That's Cookie Monster.
All right, so we have Cookie Monster, we have Yoda.
Yes.
And here is your third one.
Do you want to see me, Miss Piggy?
Oh, yes.
That's Kermit the Frog.
Okay, it was the one before Kermit the Frog.
That was the French pig. The French pig is called, Mademoiselle Pig.
That would be Miss Piggy.
Yeah, all right.
So those are your clues. You have Yoda.
I could have gotten this at one. I could have gotten this. I love the Muppets. You could have given me any single Frank Oz puppet and I would have, Muppet, and I would have gotten it. Fozzie the Bear, Bert, Grover.
It is Frank Oz.
Frank Oz.
Frank Oz turned 69 years old.
Oh. You know, Frank Oz was like the original collaborator. Why can't I think of Jim Henson's name? He and Jim Henson were like the original Muppeteers.
Now, did I hear that he was for or against the most recent movie, the movies or whatever? There was something about Frank Oz either endorsed it or didn't, and I couldn't remember.
Did Frank Oz endorse the most recent Muppet movies?
President Obama's wife, Michelle.
So, now, what this comes up with, it comes up with a link that says Frank Oz bashes the latest Muppet movie.
Okay. Well, maybe that's what he did. Maybe he bashed it. Okay.
Frank Oz bashed it. Wait, why am I hearing myself? Oh, because you've got your thing going. All right, I'm ready.
Here is our next one. Here we go.
This is a black woman.
Yes.
Oh! So she heard it through the grapevine. This is Marvin Gaye.
It is not Marvin Gaye.
No,
it's a black woman.
Is he using a drag name then? I don't know. Is this Aretha Franklin?
It is not.
Then I'll
say
exhausted.
Blah blah blah, and the Pips.
Stevie Wonder.
Chat room.
No. Okay. Fine. It's Gladys.
Oh, so did you know that or did you read the chat room?
No, I mean, when you said and the Pips, I knew it was Gladys Knight.
All right, so it is. See, I'm picking ones that I didn't do last year.
Yeah,
okay.
I know, that was good. That was
Gladys
good.
Knight is also...
I still want to go with Marvin Gaye.
69 years old.
69 years old, her and Frank Oz. Did she also bash the latest Muppet movies?
I didn't ask her, so I don't know.
Oh, well, let me ask Google real quick. Did Gladys Knight endorse the latest Muppet movie?
President Obama
It took me to the Rizzo the Rat Muppet Wiki page. Oh, because he performed with Gladys Knight. That's why.
All right, here we go.
This is Marvin Gaye.
No.
All right. This is that woman from that movie, that Moulin Rouge movie.
This is, I think, probably the original person who recorded this song.
Oh,
not.
Then I have no idea. It's Gitchy Gitchy Gaga, but I don't know who they is. This it's not is, Lady Gaga.
This
Although
is
that would make sense.
Lady Marmalade.
Oh, Lady Marmalade.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
Yeah.
And I don't know if she's the original, but I think she is. Patti LaBelle.
Patti LaBelle.
Yeah, Patti LaBelle. And I excuse my popping peas there because it really popped back in my ear.
Yeah.
So Patti LaBelle is, guess what? We have a theme this week.
She's 69 years old. That is amazing.
Ladies and gentlemen. So Gladys Knight, Frank Oz.
You know, there is an artist called Marmalade.
And Patti LaBelle.
They did this song.
Are all 69 years old.
Oh, I had this muted. They did this song.
It just needs a goat.
A song called Oob Obla Di Obla Do or something like that. I don't know.
And just so you know, those are your birthdays.
Oh, that was the birthdays? That was it?
That was it.
I wasn't ready to play the happy birthday song out. Oh, shit. Now I got to go over here and do the happy birthday thing. I don't know. I never know who to play.
Oh, and guess who joined the chat room? We have R.C. Cruiser.
R.T. Cruiser.
No, it's not R.T. Cruiser. It's R.C. No. Sorry.
It's
never
R.C.
mind.
Martinez. False alarm, people.
False alarm. It's only R.C. Martinez.
Jesus, why is
really
it...
Really birthday.
Why is it so hard to find a birthday song?
Could you
song?
Get more boring with the birthday song? What's this, the karaoke birthday track? We're glad it's your birthday. Gonna have a good time.
All right, go ahead. Play the damn.
Oh, there it is. All right. 3, 2, 1. Contact is the secret.
You know what? We overlooked someone in the birthday segment.
I started doing Pride 48 birthdays, and then
No. This is outside of Pride 48.
Oh.
This is like gay podcasting. The gay pod.
Nessa had a birthday.
It's Paul's birthday from Paul and Arthur Speak or Arthur and Paul Speak. I don't even know if they're still doing a show.
I think Nessa had a birthday as well.
Yes, Nessa did have a birthday.
Happy birthday, Nessa.
Right. By the way, RC has been in the chat room like all evening long, apparently.
Anyway, doesn't matter. I saw RC and I thought RT, and it's not that RC is not important to me.
Mm-hmm.
All of my children are important to me.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was RT. That's all.
All right.
And
I have no idea if this is going to work or not, but I promised a big production number, so here we go. Our first phone call comes from. Oh.
WDC. Certain folks were not glad to see me. I just tried to get out the vote, but some little weasel must have dropped him a note. It said, check out the politics practiced by this oaf, and if they ain't just right, feed him confinement loaf. They wanna be.
All right, I have no idea. I really should do some show prep. I feel like I was rushed in the show prep.
We did before the show. Hey, speaking of Kathy Bacon, I ate at McDonald's my first night in Chicago.
You did.
And was approached by a homeless man asking for me to buy him a burger. That's it. I also rode a water taxi while I was there. Anyway, you going to play it?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry. I was getting a text and I didn't know who it was from. It was from Carrie. I'm sorry. I was distracted. Here we go. Playing the voicemail.
Okay, this is Kathy Bacon. Here's my message. It's a tech question.
Yes.
Is Google Chrome, what is it? I bought a smart TV, but obviously you can see I'm not that smart. So I was wondering if Google Chrome, is that like the search engine or the, what's that other techie word? Operating system.
Yeah, it's an operating.
And is Google Chrome the equivalent of the, what is it that came out on the Nexus? Looking for my phone, it's in my hand. Like the ice cream sandwich?
Yes, ice cream.
The sandwich or sandwich?
Ice cream.
Okay, seriously, I'm just wondering. I got a smart TV, not very smart, but it's okay. The remote for the smart TV is really stupid. I don't really like it, but who cares? Today?
Okay, excellent.
I wanted a McDonald's update.
Yeah, no, we didn't get the McDonald's. All right, so here's the thing. I think we're conflating a couple of things here. So I just want to try to clear this up for, you know, the poor confused Kathy Bacon. By the way, thank you so much, Kathy Bacon, for your heartfelt question there. So Google Chrome is not the lining around your new smart television. That is Chrome, but that is not a product that Google makes. That is some kind of border, you know, some kind of metallic border that you might have.
I don't think she's talking about that Chrome.
That's one of the things she was talking about. And then she wanted to know is it a operating system? Well,
yes.
A Chromebook runs the Chrome OS. So Chrome OS is an operating system, but not Google Chrome. And what was the other choice that we had there? Is it a is an operating system, or is it a
something like ice cream sandwich that was on your phone?
Is it ice cream sandwich or you know, which I think she was trying to say Android. No, it's not Android. Although Chrome is on Android, and Chrome is on your PC, and Chrome is on Mac. So there you go. I hope that clears that up for you. It's not an operating system, and it's not an ice cream sandwich, but and it's not the border around your television, but it is available on your phones and your computers. There you go. I hope that clears that up for you.
I think eventually it'll all be like one thing, and they'll just call it Chrome.
Right.
Just Chrome. And it'll be on your phone. It'll be on your TV.
Right.
It's that whole smart home thing that I was talking about earlier.
Here's the thing, Miss Kathy. Chrome is the browser. Google Chrome is just a browser. They make a browser. It's similar to like Firefox or Internet Explorer. It is just a browser. However, the nice thing about Chrome is that it's an awesome browser. It's incredibly fast and awesome browser. It's my primary browser that I use on both my phone and my computer at work and my computer at home. One of the really nice things about Google Chrome, and the reason that I like it so much more than Explorer or Firefox, is that I can sign into my browser with my Google account, and it will keep all of my bookmarks and all of my things synced amongst every single copy of Chrome that I own. So if I'm on my phone and I bookmark a page, I can then later be at my desk, pull up my bookmarks, and have that page bookmarked there on my desktop. If I leave my desktop open at work on a page that I was reading from any other copy of Chrome that I'm running in the universe, I can actually go and pull up that device and look at that window, like actually pull that link back to my computer that I'm on right now. So it syncs up all of those things between all of my different browsers. If I save something to a bookmark, it's saved everywhere. If I did a search history for something, I can find it on any of my instances of Chrome as long as I'm signed in. That's what, to me, makes it better than Firefox or Internet Explorer. Your mileage may vary. However, it's wicked fast. It's a great browser, and that's really all it is.
But will it tell you who the president's wife is?
I know, and that's the whole thing. You can only do the Google voice search now on Chrome. So you have to be running the Chrome
Will it
browser.
Serve you ice cream for only a dollar?
Who is Big Fatty?
Didn't say. Yeah, he doesn't have a Wikipedia page.
Wait, hold on. Who is Adam Burns? Who can we ask about that? Oh, I know. Who is Auntie Vera Charles? Oh, that thinks I said, who is NTV Road Charles? No, here we go.
Who is bored with this segment?
Who is Charles Kuralt?
According to Wikipedia, Charles Kuralt was an American journalist.
And right. When did he interview Auntie Vera?
We have been neglecting our comments.
Yes, we have.
In our plus... which we have a Google Plus page.
Yes, we do.
Dubious Intent. We should have a group, really, I think, would be more appropriate.
No,
but anyway.
No. Yeah, okay.
Groups
community.
We're after pages. And anyway. So Scott, a.k.a. Scotty Battler.
Yes.
Says, had to wait 34.14 minutes to hear Whitney Houston Goat.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes, you know, you can just go to YouTube and listen to it yourself. I mean, you don't have to count on, you know, if we played it all the time, then you would get sick of it.
Now, I don't really know what this one is pertaining to, but on May 7th, Kevin Ludwig says, do you see what I drive? Dubious Intent.
Uh-huh.
And I don't really know. I mean, there is a picture of something, maybe what he drives, but I don't know
so,
if it's
no, all right. So Kevin Ludwig, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this or not. So Kevin Ludwig is a podcaster and, he's very wealthy. All right. So I'll just go ahead and say it. Right. So that Chrome Fisker that, you know, you've seen that everyone's like saying, oh, that's Justin Bieber's whatever. No, he has one identical to that. He actually has a Chrome Fisker.
But I don't know how that's related to a show. Maybe we said something about anyway, doesn't matter.
It was Kathy Bacon. Remember, she was like, she pulled up to the McDonald's and she was just like, do you see what I drive?
Oh.
See? Oh, my God.
You know, I don't know what I'm saying on the show. How am I supposed to?
You don't actually listen to it. All right, what are our other comments that we've missed?
We have a comment on the website,
yes.
Which is very unusual, by the way.
I know, that is. That's amazing.
So, Kathy Bacon just says, a Chevy Red, of course.
Yes, that's the car she drives, the Chevrolet Red.
I do want to bring up something to you.
Yes.
Google Plus will now let you use them as your commenting system.
Yes.
So I was going to ask you, we might as well ask on the show, would you be interested in us transitioning over to that?
Yes.
Okay. So we will work on getting Google Plus commenting on our website.
Yes.
For everyone.
Yes.
That's it. Those are all the comments I found. There may be more, but I just saw that we had a few when I logged into the Plus page. And yeah, I don't know.
The chat room is down here saying that Kathy Bacon is amazingly random. She is. She is nuts. She is just absolutely. She's like a sneaky nut.
Oh, is she really? Well, I'm not on that page. I can't.
Wait, hold on. Let's try this again. She's amazingly random. She's like a sneaky nut.
Daniel, there are no sneaky nuts.
DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line. 2x2 DI Plus. That's 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com.
You can't catch me by surprise like that. I didn't have... I'm like, crap, what was it?
I thought, you know, because we're always... I thought you would know that. So, oh, you know, a new season of Arrested Development. Have you watched it at all?
I have never seen Arrested Development in my life, although I hear...
You have Netflix, right?
Yeah.
It's on Netflix. They'll start watching episode one, season one.
Maybe.
No, not we'll maybe. You should.
You think I'd like it?
Let me ask Google real quick. Will Adam like Arrested Development? Oh, I couldn't remember that.
President Barack Obama has two children. Good night, David.